they're old, they're bold, sometimes even cold. They're nutty, they're kooky, and often kind of wooky.
What the?
They'll rave and rant till you pee your pants. They're Brian and Lisa, and they both like pizza.
Pizza? Who wrote this?
They're groovy, fantastic, but most of all sarcastic. It's Sarcastic Senior Show.
Oh my god, that is the stupidest intro song I have ever heard.
I like it. It's peppy.
And wooky. What the hell kind of word is wooky?
It's a cool word. I made it up.
Yeah, right.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Lisa.
And we are
the Sarcastic Seniors. Hi, everybody. It's Tuesday, January 16th, 2018. Now, before we get started, I want to tell you to stick around, because at the end of the show, we're going to tell you about a very special Valentine's promotion for one of our lucky listeners.
Okay, so technically, this show is the geriatric version of a Seinfeld episode. It's basically a show about nothing. And Lisa's been sick, and she didn't have a lot of time to plan this one. But as she was gathering up a few thoughts, it started to take a life of its own. So we're calling this show, what do we call it, Lisa?
'Tis the Season.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to start with 'Tis the Season medically. Now, the flu, it's an epidemic right now going across the whole country. Normally, from year to year, you see the maps that they put out on the news, and five or six states are completely browned out. Right now, this morning on the news, and they say for the next week, basically the whole country's blocked
out. It's browned out.
Yeah, it's browned out. You may find yourselves getting sick, even if, like me, you had your flu shot.
And I didn't have a flu shot.
He didn't have a flu shot, and he's not sick. It pisses me off. On the news this week, the doctor interviewed said that the strain we are seeing is a mutated version of the one that was covered by the shot.
Ooh, mutated.
Yeah. Kind of like my husband. Mutated. Okay. Now, I'm still recuperating over a week later. And on the Today Show, they said you're contagious for 24 hours before you even show symptoms and for 48 hours after the onset of symptoms. So that's why this is spreading like crazy.
And why I'm not getting any lip kisses.
Yeah. So hydrate, and get plenty of rest. I had to take 2 days off with this and slept 42 out of 48 hours. That is a lot of beauty sleep, and let me tell you, it didn't help that much.
But she's back. She's back with a vengeance. Okay. Seasonal affective disorder is also at its peak this time of year. Lack of sunshine can really affect our moods. I know, and it's dark and dreary. For most of us, we experience... I'm reading, Lisa. I'm reading right off the sheet right here.
Oh, that's right. I made two copies. And I made... Okay, he's...
Lack of sunshine.
He's not telling you this part, but he was bitching last week, you know, like a woman on menopause, that he couldn't see it. I won't let him go to the eye doctor, because then he'll get a good look at what he married.
Tangent. Lack of sunshine can really affect our mood, especially when we have OCD and tend to get off on tangents. For most of us, these are mild, but those suffering from depression already may see vast increases in episodes. So get your sunshine when you can. Okay, Lisa, number three.
That was how you shared your medical knowledge and embellished on the difference between my normal winter bitchiness and someone that should go see a doctor?
I think the key there was shared by medical knowledge. We want to talk about something, so I won't share any of my medical knowledge, of which I have none.
Tired. Everybody's tired this time of year. And a big complaint doctors are seeing is that they're tired all the time. Now, I thought it was getting old, not enough daylight, maybe a little seasonal affective disorder. But a doctor that was interviewed on the Today Show said the answer is simple. We don't get enough sleep.
We don't. We need 7 to 9 hours of good sleep a night to operate at peak performance. To quote your mother, in what world?
Yeah.
With these busy holidays just finishing up, many of us have not gotten a good night's sleep since Turkey Day. I regularly, and so does Lisa, operate on 4 to 5 hours during the week, and by Friday, we're both so tired.
We're asleep by 8:30. We are real party animals till about 8:15.
I think we stayed up till almost 9 this last week. So get more sleep.
Now, for my menopausal friends out there.
Mentopausal. It says mentopausal.
We know that is easier said than done. Our little 30-something doctors can tell us 7 to 9 hours sleep. But we are up turning the fans higher, opening the windows, and just rattling around every 45 minutes. We are lucky to get those four hours.
It says mental puzzle in here.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Did you know that one of my favorite musical artists is John Cougar Menstrual Cramp? Yeah, okay.
He's the reason God made wine, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay,
he's
Lisa, tell us about the worst disease that you can get in January.
Oh my gosh. Okay, and some of you may be going through this. It was like this epidemic disease, but they didn't have a name for it yet. They're still studying it. So I have named it the Borneo bloat.
Bloat.
Its symptoms include, look at your hands. Are your rings tight? Are your pants tight? And do you have dishpanned hands from all the holiday dishes you've been doing? Everything is tight with the exception of our earrings. They still fit. I can still wear the same earrings, ladies, that I wore in high school.
I don't have any of these symptoms. Does that mean that I don't have the Borneo bloat?
You probably don't have the Borneo bloat because you're a damn man.
Oh, it's just women get this?
This is one of the many reasons we have a love-hate relationship with men.
Well, that's very sexist. I want to get the Borneo bloat.
You want to get the Borneo bloat? Yeah.
I don't have tight rings or tight pants, but I'm a tight ass.
You are a tight ass. Yeah. Yes. So for the Borneo bloat, it will cure itself, doctors say, with diet and exercise, but there are steps you can take in the meantime to alleviate those symptoms. Number one, remove all mirrors from your house.
I already did that.
Number two, wear PJs only.
Yep.
Bigger and better. And number three, and I tell you, I swear by this one. I swear by it, ladies. Drink wine till you no longer give a shit.
Or get a flask and put some Jack Daniels or Kessler in there. Whichever works for you. All right, moving on to our next topic.
Let me say this. He's like reading parts that I'm supposed to introduce him.
Well, it doesn't say Brian or Lisa read. It just says.
It says, here is Brian. Are you two parts of your same person? Oh, never mind. We all know how many personalities he has. Anyway.
It's called making a good segue.
A segue is a bike basket
that
you ride.
That last slap was Lisa segment. Slapping me in my bald head.
They were all Lisa slapping him in his bald head.
Ow.
Anyway, we thought it would be fun because to start a new little short segment called the Tech Corner. Because if you guys are like me, you know what? We're still a little challenged by all this. It happens faster than we can keep up with it. So our kids and our grandkids think they're little such smart asses because they don't say full words anymore. Everything is a, what do you call it?
An acronym.
Yeah, an acronym. They send these damn text messages. So here is Brian to tell you how to look super cool while you're sending texts.
And one of our listeners sent us this wonderful Facebook post that had this on it, or maybe I got this privately from one of my friends. But anyway, this is the senior citizen texting code. First, ATD. Lisa, what's ATD stand for?
Don't know.
At the doctor's.
Why don't they just say at the damn doctor?
ATD. ATD, Lisa. You got to do it. It's short. This is a texting code. You do know how to text, don't you?
No, I talk to text.
Yeah, you do. Well, just say ATD then.
Oh, okay.
It takes less time. BFF.
Isn't that best friend forever?
Well, that's what the kids think it is. But for us seniors, it's best friend fell.
Oh.
Yes. Help, I've fallen and I can't get out. Okay, the next one. BTW. What's that one?
By the way.
No, Lisa, that's what the kids say it is.
Well, I'm just a kid at
heart. For us seniors. No, you gotta come of age like the rest of us. BTW, bring the wheelchair. Okay, the next one, BYOT. Of course, you know what BYOB is.
Oh, yeah, BYOW I know best. Yeah, bring your own wine. Yeah,
of course, you know. BYOT is bring your own teeth. Yeah, I like that one. Yeah. Okay. FWIW.
I got nothing.
Forgot where I was.
Ah.
Kind of like we do every time we get in the middle of this show.
Yeah.
GHA.
GHA.
Got heartburn again. And again.
That should be GHBA.
What?
Heartburn. Burn.
Heartburn. Heartburn's all one word, Lisa.
Oh, not when you say it. Heartburn!
Boo! Okay, I just set you up for the song for later. IMHO.
I got, in my humble opinion.
No, Lisa, it's no. Again, IMHO is my hearing aid on.
Oh, boy.
Turn yours up right now. Okay, you ready? LMDO.
Laughing my dumb ass off?
No, there's no A in there for dumb ass off.
Oh, it's all one word. Isn't that what you just said on heartburn?
Dumb ass. Okay. Yeah, no, in that context, it's two words. Okay. LMDO. Laughing my dentures out.
Oh, that's not even funny.
It's kind of funny.
Okay. He has no dental work yet, you can tell.
Oh, I like this one. My 13-year-old daughter does this one all the time. TTYL.
Talk to you later.
No, that's what she thinks it is. But for us seniors, it's talk to you louder.
Oh, yes. So, I like that.
Use those acronyms. They'll save you time. We'll all talk in code to each other.
Of course, none of us will be able to remember what the hell they are, so we won't know what the hell we're saying. The fire department will probably show up. This can't end well, people.
The fire department will show up.
Okay.
T-F-D. Yeah.
Okay, now, he got to share that. I want to share something. I think this is adorable and important. It was on the Today Show on January 8th. And there's a new trend now amongst us older and wiser, also known as seniors.
Ha, huh, wiser.
That is sweeping, well, I'm wiser. You're an idiot. It's sweeping across the country.
I'm the idiot.
And it was inspired by the documentary, The Age of Love, which I'm going to pull up on Netflix. I got to see this. And speed dating, of all things. Now, that was all the rage for the 20 and 30 something.
Yeah.
But senior centers and retirement communities across the country are sponsoring these because they say you're never too old for love.
Yeah, and plus we don't have a lot of time.
We don't have a lot of time. Speed dating, you can narrow that crap
down. Get it on, man. Get it on and get it done.
Because him and I were both single, and you know what? You could do about 60-second speed dates and narrow down the crap that's available out there.
Yippers. All right, it is the season for scammers, and this is our public service announcement for the show. Because, yes, there are scammers out there, and we just want to give you a few hints and pointers that will hopefully keep you from getting scammed. That's not a good thing. First of all, the IRS will never, ever, ever call you.
I got two calls last week. telling me that I owe unpaid taxes and it's tax time, and they prey on retired and seniors, sadly.
Yeah, and they'll you come know. To your house and collect those back taxes in cash.
Hang up on them and call your local police department and give them the cell phone number. They'll probably never track these guys down. They're all calling from ghost numbers.
Yes, but report. Number two, never give out personal information over an email or the phone when someone you don't know calls you. Obviously, don't give them any personal information. God forbid your social security number.
And even the last four of your social security number, you know, your bank, that know your bankers know you. They'll ask you to verify your account. Sometimes they'll do that. TurboTax will ask me. TurboTax knows me. I've done my taxes there every year. So they ask me to verify that last four. But don't you think you're safe only giving the last four? Nobody you don't know ever give out, even your birthday.
Correct. Reverse mortgages obviously are very popular things now, and there's some wonderful companies out there mm-hmm. that do reverse mortgages, but not all reverse mortgages are legit.
Yep.
Make sure you're dealing with a legit company.
Yep. There's a couple that have been popping up, and they'll tell you that they're going to cut you a check for so much. That check, they'll present it to you, but it won't be good, and you'll have already signed the paperwork giving them title to your home.
Yes, okay. Stay safe. Protect what's yours. Stay safe. All right, Lisa, 'tis the season for what? What?
Okay, now, he's not going to like this, but you know what? We're not just picking on everybody else. I'm going to pick on us, too. So, it's the 'tis the season when us oldlyweds had to get life insurance. You know, being newly married and at our age, we had a double whammy that the kids don't understand. We had to get our ducks in a row. You know, because both our feet hit...
Protection.
Yeah, our feet both hit the floor every day and we're happy and we're knocking on wood, we get another. Brian had always had positions where he had life insurance provided with his company. I've had a policy since I've been 18. They would love me to cancel it, but I won't. And so I was covered, but we had to go through getting a senior man a life insurance policy. Yes. If that isn't a freaking dilemma, people.
Yeah, and it was a real adventure, let me tell you. Once you're over 60, obviously, getting insurance is not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Our local insurance agent only wanted to sell him some whole life insurance policy that wouldn't even put a lid on his... ashtray jar.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like 15K in insurance just wasn't going to do it. So that whole life was a whole bunch of crap.
It was just ridiculous. So we did go through, and I'm going to say the company's name. They're not paying us to advertise.
Maybe they will, though.
But I'm very happy with the whole process. So far, we went to SelectQuote. I checked them out online. They rank real high with the Better Business Bureau. It was a great experience. So far, we've made it, you know. So part of the process was they ask you a ton of questions, and Brian was working, and so I handled this call on my lunch hour. I gave him the information that I knew about him, and then kind of punted.
Most of it was correct.
I kind of punted on the rest, you know. Like, they asked me his height and weight, and I'm reaching up. Okay, when I hug him, he's that much higher.
Yeah, 4'9" and 322 pounds was not correct.
So I guessed his weight at 220.
Yeah.
But then I'm watching them eat over the holidays, and I'm like,
well, because what the hell did you think was going to happen?
They based that estimate that they gave us on the answers to my questions. So if he was turned into a big fatty over the holidays, we were not going to be able
to big fatty.
We were not going to be able to afford this insurance.
A bigger fatty.
And then they sent us all these helpful hints for the week before, which happened to be in the middle of the holidays and right when we're leaving to go to my mom's on vacation.
Right. So you keep
saying he had to cut out carbs. He had to cut out sugar.
You keep saying this process was really a good process. For me, not so.
He had to give up carbs. And if people don't believe there's such a thing as carb withdrawal, they're nuts.
Because what do you mean like carb withdrawal?
Yes. He was a little less than his normal pleasant self.
What are you talking about? I was fine.
So the day finally comes.
Alcohol was worse than the carb withdrawal.
He has his physical, you know. Morticia draws all the vials of blood, and then she's on her way. And
Morticia.
Supposedly, we've got temporary coverage now, and we'll get coverage in a couple weeks when all the results are in. But right after it, I get home from work, and that mood that was there for the prior week when he was going through his carb withdrawals had disappeared, and in its place was this pleasant prince from Perfect Land.
And why?
Because when I walked in, he had something the size of a turkey platter full of cherry crisp, and he didn't want to talk. He just wanted to gaze lovingly in my direction and then get about his food.
I had to fast for 6 hours before the exam.
And no sugar like the week before.
Yeah, and then I had just assumed I couldn't even have black coffee. So I just drank water, because I'm drinking water because I had to do a UA. So I wanted to make sure, even though it's not that difficult for me to have to pee, because I do.
Because we're old.
I just did it right now. I think I just peed my pants.
And Depends is also one of our future sponsors. Depends, and they don't even have to pay us. They just have to supply us.
That's right. Product trials. We'll do product trials on the air for you. Okay. So I had to fast for 6 hours. So when the exam was done, needless to say, I was kind of hungry. And I wanted to beef up on carbs. So I beefed up on Lisa's leftover beef burgundy from Sunday.
And a turkey platter full of cherry crisps.
Oh,
that was just awesome. A snack before he went to pick his daughter up and go out for dinner.
Then we went to Burger
King. It's been a food.
Then we went to Burger King. Oh, yeah. I'm not supposed to say Burger King, am I?
Oh, it's all right. No.
Damn it. Okay, and then I had a Whopper at Burger King and some fries.
So I'm pretty sure it's a good thing that we got that life insurance, because his blood sugar spike is going to kill him.
And then we went to my mother's and ate like 4 candy bars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So my blood sugar probably has spiked. But guess what, select quote? You already got the blood before I did that. Ha! All right. What do we got, Lisa? Where are we going?
Oh, I'm feeling ooey gooey.
You are.
It's the tis the season for the little things. And they're always in season, folks.
Yeah, Lisa's really a sap for the ooey gooey love stuff.
I am. And Brian's right, I am a sap for the ooey-gooey love stuff, but the little things get you out of a whole mess of trouble.
Yep.
So, you know, you always think on the defensive, too. A phone call for no reason.
A card. Or.
And.
In my case.
And. A flower.
That's right. I stopped and I got Lisa a single red rose, which she loves.
I do.
And I tried to sneak in before she got home from work, when I was on my lunch hour from my job, and leave it on the counter for her, but she busted me when I was coming out.
It's the most wonderful surprise. I never understood why people wanted a dozen, 2, 3, 4 dozen roses. One rose sends the same message.
Well, what does a single red rose mean?
I love you.
Yes, yeah, of course it does.
You don't love somebody 12 times more just because you buy a dozen.
I know.
Logically, and the cheap ass in me is like, if he only buys me a single one, he can do that more often.
Hey, that's a good thought.
Yes. I love the little things. A good morning text. He does this almost every morning, and by the time I get my break, it really brightens your day. You can take those new text codes, add an I love you ADT, and then I love you, and you're done.
Yeah.
But you made somebody's day.
Yeah. At the doctor's.
Oh, is that?
ATD. That's the only one you can come up with.
Well, that's kind of what your mother texted me this week.
Yeah. How about I'd like to buy you lunch, BYOT.
Bring your own teeth.
Bring your own teeth. Yeah. That's better. Okay. All right. So, I guess the point being, always try to be that one who loves more, and then everyone is
yep.
happy.
When I was doing weddings, my favorite thing to tell couples was, always act like you're the one that gives 200%. Because if you're both doing that, both of you are going to feel Like, you're not even given 50% and you're getting everything back.
Okay.
It's amazing how love just does that.
And how ironic for either of us to be giving marriage advice to anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. We finally got it right at Social Security age.
Yeah. Well, Lisa talks, you know, very longingly about the ooey-gooey love stuff, because obviously having married how many
857
what, is that including us?
No, I didn't marry us.
Why not? But 857 yeah. besides us.
Yes.
And I know for absolute certainty that, and she writes beautiful custom weddings for people, but I know with absolute certainty that she bawled her eyes out during the ceremony at least half of those
I'm a sap, folks.
So
it's a weird combination. I'm a raging bitch and a sap all at once.
Okay. This Lisa, you do this because okay. I have no
idea. I am so pumped. And now, I don't care what you're doing. Stop it and pay attention.
Stop it.
Because we are going to have so much fun. And this, you know, we've got the Facebook page. Most of you that listen, I think, are also on our Facebook page. But this isn't for those people on the Facebook page that don't listen. This is only for you guys, okay? We are doing a special promo. And the next three Tuesdays, January 16th, 23rd, and 30th, somewhere in our show, there will be a Valentine challenge. And if you answer, you get a chance to be drawn as our lucky listener. We're going to pick the listener Saturday, February 3rd by a random drawing of all entries. So if you listen to all four shows and answer the Valentine challenge in each show, they'll all be unique. You'll be notified immediately if you're our lucky winner, and you'll be asked to provide us some information about your favorite Valentine, whether it's a love, a spouse, a child, or even a dear friend. Brian will be writing a song just for you.
I will.
You will.
Another song?
Yes.
I have to write a song every week.
Yes, but this one's going to be special, okay, because you're going to be telling their story. And we're going to share that song on our Valentine broadcast on Tuesday, February 13th. In addition, you're going to receive, depending on your technology at your home, either a DVD with your song or an MP3. And we're going to give you the lyrics that are written just for you so that you have them forever. Now, to start it off, here's the first challenge. You want to do that?
Okay. Finish this phrase. Roses are red, violets are blue.
And that's your challenge. You got to finish this. Now, to allow only listeners to participate, you can either log into our Facebook page and send us a private message. There's that message button right there. It'll come directly to us within seconds. Send us your answer along with your name and contact info. That'll count as your entry. Or if it's a pain for you to get on our Facebook page, email us. The same thing, your name, contact info, and your answer to the challenge.
And again?
And send it to thesarcasticseniors@yahoo.com. All one word, no caps, thesarcasticseniors@yahoo. We tried to make this as easy as could be. So either private message on our Facebook page or email to thesarcasticseniors@yahoo.com.
And this week's challenge is finish this phrase. Roses are red, violets are
blue.
You finish.
There's no wrong answer.
Roses are red, violets are blue.
Anything you send in qualifies as an answer. And you can get up to four. We want to write the song for you. We're just so, well, okay, I'm going to help him write it, but he's going to do all the music, perform it, and everything else. So,
roses are red, violets are blue. I got the flu, so screw you too.
Oh, we're so excited. Honest to God, you don't get, we're not writing a song for you. Honest to God, this is going to be so much fun. You know what? We are just having a blast with you guys, and this is our way to give something back to the people that actually take the time to tune into our show and listen.
So get those answers in, and I promise I will write you something very sweet and very unique for you.
It won't be our normal sarcastic, ignorant stuff. It's going to be a beautiful love song.
Absolutely.
It's Valentine's Day. What else can there be but ooey gooey love stuff? Get your answers in, folks. Okay. Facebook page, private message, or the sarcastic seniors at yahoo.com. Brian, close it out.
Well, I did write a song for this week, and the title of this song is called Boo Hoo, I've Got the Flu. And it's coming up for you right now. I'm Brian.
I'm Lisa.
And we are
the sarcastic seniors.
Colini.
Out.
It's that time of year, time of year we old folks fear, when coughs and aches and body chills send us out for the medicine pills. When you get in this condition, you can lose your cheery disposition and become a silly blubbering baby that lays on the couch all shaky and lazy, feeling sorry for yourself, all flaky and crazy. Boo, boo, I got flu, feel like crap, so screw you too. Excuse me if I'm just plain rude, cause I got the flu, boo, 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 boo. I got the flu, feel like crap, so screw you too. Excuse me if I'm just plain rude, cause I got the flu, boo, 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 boo. Being sick don't give you a pass to be a total pain in the ass. So buck on up, my brothers and sisters, cause nobody likes a whiny little bitch here. Show some guts and I'll lend you a hand. Bring chicken soup or just to help you stand, cause I know you do the same for me. If I'm flat on my back and feeling weak, just as long as I'm not being a creep. Boo, boo, I got flu, feel like crap, so screw you too. Excuse me if I'm just plain rude, cause I got the flu, boo, 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 boo. Boo, boo, I got flu, feel like crap, so screw you too. Excuse me if I'm just plain rude, cause I got the flu, boo, 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 boo. Boo, boo, I got flu, feel like crap, so screw you too. Excuse me if I'm just plain rude, cause I got the flu, boo, boo, boo.